Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
40 minutes away from day two of the college basketball tournament kicking off. You can hear those games on Sports Radio 650, brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. Speaking of March Madness, it's a debate that always happens. By the way, former Texans first-round pick Travis Johnson, former Texans Pro Bowler Wade Smith in the building today for John Lopez, who is fishing. But amateurism in college sports, it's a debate that just won't go away. And this morning, Dick Vitale was on ESPN's Get Up, and he went on a rant about college athletes being paid. We're going to listen to this audio, and then I want to get Smitty and Trapp's thoughts on the debate, the ongoing debate that seems to never end in sports.
The time has come. The players deserve some dollars. We see the Zion unbelievable situation. He's been the face. He has saved college basketball this year, Greeny. He has saved it with all the nonsense that's gone on. He's given it such a positive feel. Why shouldn't we? We can clean this up. You want to get rid of the middleman? Get rid of him easily. It can be solved in 1 minute. The NCAA says, we don't have dollars to pay everybody. That's cool. They don't have dollars. I can understand that. They got to take care of the conferences, etc. Why not let a kid like Zion or any player, if they can make an appearance, if they can do an endorsement, why not? Why not allow them, if an agent wants to give them money while they're playing, why not? You eliminate the sleazy middleman who's out there hustling, doing it behind the scenes, and cheating. Come on, we got to get real, man. This is 2019. These kids deserve a little bit. I make a lot of money.
So basically what he's proposing is what they call the Olympic model, where athletes can basically take care of it himself. Wade Smith, Travis Johnson, your thoughts on what Dickie V just said.
Well, I mean, I took a pay cut going to the league. But, I mean, when you look at it, it's nothing like they should have been paid.
What is that, Free Shoes University?
Because, yeah, but we wasn't giving out the shoes. The shoes was, that was before my time. You know, the FedEx packages was my time. But, all jokes aside, I mean, when you look at it, there's no reason why, if you can pay, like they said, if you can pay 10 coaches almost $1 million apiece, why not give the players something? If you were able to give the players even some money to put off and say, you know what, for each year you're in college, the first year be $25,000, the second year be $50,000, $75,000 for your third year, $100,000 if you come back for your senior year, all to get among once you graduate, to help start your life off, to help make you a better person. Or if they give it to you while you're there, that's even better. But, you know, to give you a little something to start off with, and then insurance for life. This is the stuff that players need. I mean, it can be done as long as they understand everybody can't be making millions of dollars and the players are making nothing.
And Trapp, where did you get that idea from?
Oh, from you talking about the you? We've been talking about this though.
Yeah, where did you get that idea from though?
Which one?
The one you was talking about with paying the players at the end of their career.
Oh, you from you?
Oh, that was
that's
was
a pick that, six. That's what we call that, a pick that was, six
that was,
on the loop.
Thank you. That was a Smitty idea. The way you was talking about it, I'm like, damn, this sounds like a good
sounded
idea.
Sounded like an
this
original.
Really?
But we talked about it months ago, right?
Of course, but you got to understand, this ain't the Smitty and Trap show.
Oh, yeah,
you know
bad,
what I mean?
We
been talking about this, like, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a lot of new listeners here. They're hearing this great idea. That was a Smitty special, you know what I'm saying?
Smitty talked about giving it to you after you graduate a month. I mean, after you left amongst graduation, I felt always that if you give
the
each player,
part, yes,
that if you give each player insurance, one, that helps out for life. And for two, I always thought, because I know how much money I was taking, I always thought that if you give a guy extra $2,000 a month, it'll work everything out.
Yeah, I think definitely. If you look at the situation, you got guys that should have the opportunity to make money off of their likeness and their name. The fact that Dick Vitale is coming out there saying, hey, we need to let these kids get paid. It's coming down the pipeline. And I just feel like it's almost un-American that you can't make money off of whatever you do in life. You're of age. I mean, there's kids that can make money off of lemonade stands, 5, 6 years old on the corner. And you telling me I can't be a student athlete and sign autographs and make money off of it, or I can't go you know, whatever it may be, sell a jersey, whatever it may be, I should be able to make money off of my likeness and not get reprimanded by the NCAA. They're still getting their cut. They're still getting paid. I just think that it's something that the NCAA is going to have to fix, because before the whole thing, the entire thing gets blown up. And I think that's what's coming up.
How many Zion jerseys you think were sold in the team bookstore?
Wait, it doesn't have his name on the back, though. It's just his number. Let's be honest.
I mean, it's just his number, but imagine what would happen if you could put his name on his jersey. How much money do you think the university could make off of it if his name was on a jersey and the player got a percentage off of it? They could still get paid.
And I'm willing to bet they got a lady like the lady in Cleveland that's sitting there printing off last names. After you buy it with no name, and you can put Williamson on the back of it for an extra dollar a letter. And guess what? They doing it.
No question.
Not have an authentic Zion Williamson Duke jersey? Or how many people you think right now that sits after the game sells a Zion Williamson autographed jersey on eBay? Right now, if I pull up eBay, I'm going to do that right now and see if I can buy me some Zion Williamson.
Let us know.
Memorabilia.
That's Travis Johnson, Texans first round pick. Wade Smith, Texans Pro Bowler, in the building right now. But this is the other part of the argument, because I get what y'all are saying from like a Zion Williamson perspective. And I think that's where the Olympic model comes into play, where he can go on his own. Or if someone wants to give him endorsements, that works. But if you pay all these athletes, there's only a couple Zion Williamsons, and there's only a couple guys that end up going to the league. You guys know the percentages. So if you start just paying everybody on the roster, I don't think that's where it gets a little bit slippery, because some of these guys do benefit from the education in the big scheme of things. Not everybody's a superstar. That's a lot of results right there, Trap.
I will say this: not everybody is Zion Williamson. Of course they're not, but. You should be, if I am the starting left tackle for the University of Memphis and somebody wants me to come to their birthday party.
Yeah, that's
and
the
pay
Olympic model. That's the
right.
Olympic model.
They should definitely be able to do that. But the way that I want the players to get paid is not getting paid while they're in school. I want them to get paid on the back end once you get your degree.
But where do we separate it? Because there's some schools, like a lot of schools don't even make money. Like, for example, the team, the highest profit last year in college football, Texas A&M, they made $107 million. And just down to 25, Texas Tech made $31 million. So where do you draw the line? And are the amounts different? Because some of these schools make way more money. And if we put ourselves in a situation where Texas A&M and Texas can pay more money, then that.
But I think you pay the same. I mean, if you're making $31 million and you have 85 scholarship athletes and you're giving the model that.
What about the other sports, though? You don't even care about them, just football?
But
I think
I think, for one, the revenue sports come first. The revenue sports have to come first. You can't sit there and say the guys who are making the money is funding everybody else. You know, then we have what we have right now going on in our country.
Another level, right?
You know what I'm saying? Another level of what's going on. But what I want to do is everybody can get a check. If you're a student athlete, I mean, from extra $1,000 to $2,000. But for the revenue sports, if I can't pay each of my guys $25,000 in a year, and if you're a small school, a non-power five, you don't have to go 25, 50, 75, 100. You can go 25, 25, 50, 50, you know what I mean? And make sure a guy leaves school with 150 grand. It's something to help them, get to the next level. Because so many of us, I don't think what people don't talk about enough. Everybody's like, oh, well, you're giving a scholarship. You're giving a scholarship. We're not allowed to study half of the things that we want to study.
That you really want to do and learn.
When you want to be an engineer, you can't be an engineer on your scholarship. Why not? Because practice is a certain time. And they give engineer classes a certain time. You can't go to film school if you want to go to film school. Why? Because film school is at this time. Practice is at this time. Wade, what did you want to be? A veterinarian? What did you want to be?
No, see, I had an easy degree. My degree was business.
Yeah, you want
to business. I wanted to own my own business, and so I got a finance degree. And so it wasn't an issue with me. But there's certain guys that maybe they want to be, or women that want to be a doctor, want to be a lawyer.
I want to go to film school.
Film school, stuff that causes you to have to leave campus, and it conflicts with what goes on the football field.
Couldn't do it.
You can't do it, and they'll dissuade you from doing those type of
engineers,
things. And that's a problem.
But the Olympic model, and they're actually in NCAA execs like Mark Emmert, they've said they're open to the Olympic model. The Olympic model, the university doesn't even have to worry about things with the Olympic model. It's just basically, Wade Smith, you're the left tackle. If you want to go get endorsements, you can go ahead and do that. If you want to make money off of, you know, an endorsement with some restaurant, you can go ahead and do that. I think the Olympic model is coming. I think it's going to be here in the next 5 years. I don't think there's ever going to be a time where universities are like, okay, this guy gets $100,000, this guy gets $100,000. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't necessarily want that. What I would like is that there be a baseline for every student athlete that will get a certain amount of check. That's despite the fact if your school's not making money or not, because there's enough money in conferences, there's enough money overall in the NCAA that you could fund that. And then the percentage based off of those profitable universities, those student athletes would make more money than maybe every other. And I'm talking about all sports.
So you're saying there's enough Iowa money State to do that. Texas, like let's say Iowa State and the Big 12 in Texas, they should have like a base that's the same.
No. I'm saying for other sports, in other words, for like volleyball, okay, for like soccer, for like, you know, all of those non-revenue generating sports, that's the checks that you have for those student athletes. But then for those football and basketball schools that are profitable, the players need to get paid a percentage off of that dollar amount. And then that in turn, that will cause them to maybe – They made $10,000 this year as opposed to somebody else that might have made $2,000 this year, but based off that minimum check.
So Wade and Trapp both agree that there needs to be some sort of compensation for college athletes, and the NCAA tournament's going to continue in about 30 minutes. We'll keep you up to date. If there are exciting games, we'll actually go to them and give our reaction as well. But you can hear those on Sports Radio 650, home of your college basketball tournament, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. Smitty, you got some plans this weekend. You're doing something that me and Travis Johnson want no part of. Figgy's already partaking in this activity. There's a movie coming out. It's called Us. It's written by Kevin Peele, who also...
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele. Good Lord, hit it.
It's all black folks.
Race car. Yeah, you got me.
Jordan sounds so black.
Yeah, Jordan. Yeah, you know, Key and Peele. Is it Key and Peele? Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, it's a movie called Us. He also directed Get Out. This is what the trailer sounds like right here, just if you want to get a taste of how scary it is.
That's a classic right there.
Jason?
Where were you? I didn't know if you were lost. Stick with me and I'll keep you safe.
There's a family in our driveway.
It's probably the neighbors. But y'all scared of a family?
Hi, can I help you?
Zora, put your shoes on.
If you want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
Hell no, I'm not seeing that. Smitty, you're excited for this.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm trying to debate, do I want to do this, watch this at night like you're supposed to?
Or are you watching daytime?
Or are you watching in the middle of the daytime?
Daytime, baby.
Well, you know what? I didn't realize this movie. I'm not a scary movie guy, and I'm not going to watch it. But the fact that M'Baku and Nakia is back together in a movie.
Yeah, you got to support it.
You got to support that.
Hit it.
You know, you got to. Yeah, I'm going to support everything black. Yeah.
No question.
Race car. That's like number six.
We're getting there, man. It's early. We're getting there. We're going to beat 17, no question. But yeah, man, the movie, when I see the trailer, that's the scariest trailer I've seen that I can remember. And I'm 38, about to be 38 years old. Like, that is a scary, scary ass trailer, man. And so, but I gotta support it, and I'm gonna check it out. So I'm looking forward to it because Jordan Peele is a talented guy.
Oh, he's gonna be a legend in 15 years. He's gonna be like, yeah, next level. I think he's probably gonna be the most respected. Like, he's gonna be like the horror film guy they point to, where they're like, this is the guy right here. He's gonna be like the standard.
He's gonna be like the movie Stephen King.
Yes,
I can see that, man, because he's super talented. Like, if you watch the movie Get Out, you can watch it multiple times and find stuff in different layers that you didn't pick up the first go around. And I think Us is gonna be that same
and
type.
I also
of movie.
Think there was a certain level. I'm almost talking myself into seeing it. There's a certain level of quirkiness in Get Out that makes you feel a little bit better when you start getting a little bit scared.
In what way? What do you mean?
Just some of the humor is pretty funny. Like, some of the humor is pretty funny to where it loosens you up a little bit. And it's so outrageous that it's not realistic. Like, realistic horror movies, man, I used to not even be able to sleep at night on those.
Yeah, like, I'm not watching Poltergeist to this day after the sun goes down. I will not watch that movie.
I've never seen Poltergeist. What is it about?
It's about a poltergeist, which is a ghost. It was like a demon or whatever you want to call it, but it's like a old, you know, you never with Carol Ann and she's looking at the static TV and it's talking to her.
I rebuke all that in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah. We needed that too. Some holy water, everything you can think of, man. It's a scary movie. So I don't mess with that. I don't mess with Hellraiser, but Us, I'm going to check out Us with the wife.
Figgy,
no question.
You saw it. What would you give it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Well, I got the movie Get Out.
Don't give away too much, man.
I'm not giving away anything.
You can't give any adjectives on movies like this.
I'll give the movie Get Out like a 10.
Right.
That's one of my favorite movies now. I don't think it's as good as that.
Right.
But I give it maybe a 7.5, 8.
7.5.
Yeah. It's pretty good. You got to keep watching it.
What would you put it on a scary factor? Like, if you rated it scariness, what would you say?
I think it's a little scarier than Get Out.
Right.
But the scary factor, I say maybe out of 10, I give it maybe a 7. Hey, I'm a scary movie guy, so.
Okay, so you watch scary movies all the time.
Yeah.
Where you from, New York?
No.
Where you from?
I'm from Cleveland.
I know you from one of them places.
Believe Land, baby. Yeah. Believe Land, baby.
It sounded like he about to start rapping. Like it sounded like he was on a Bad Boy. He sounded like he was signing a Bad Boy.
He's a rough rider.
Hey, he dropped a beat and he going to start freestyling.
Hey,
on
he
y'all.
Can, though.
No question.
He can, though. Yeah, he can.
I got to hear this.
He's got music. Figgy's got that music. Trap Johnson, Wade Smith in the building for John Lopez. He's gone fishing. Smitty and Trap special edition of In the Loop. We heard the song in the Us trailer. I got 5 on it. We're going to have a little bit of an exercise next involving the Houston Texans and that song. If you had to put 5 on it, name 5 current Texans that haven't been in the Pro Bowl that will be in the Pro Bowl in the next few years. We'll get into that next.
Number 5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.